Hay una famosa frase del gran filósofo Sócrates que dice, la vida que no se examina no vale la pena vivirla. La vida que no se examina no vale la pena vivirla. Eso significa que no deberíamos vivir nuestra vida sin reflexionar sobre ella. Puede resultarnos muy fácil recorrer la vida con nuestras familias, nuestros trabajos, nuestra vida escolar y actividades sin reflexionar sobre las cuestiones más importantes, ¿verdad? Por ejemplo, ¿por qué existo? ¿Qué quiero con mi vida? ¿Quién me está llamando Dios a hacer y qué me está llamando a hacer? La verdad es que Dios lo creó con un propósito. Nadie es creado por accidente y tiene un plan amoroso para nuestras vidas. Y podemos descubrir ese plan. Pero necesitamos reflexionar sobre nuestras vidas para hacer ese descubrimiento. So there's a very famous line that comes from the great philosopher Socrates that says, the unexamined life is not worth living. The unexamined life is not worth living. And that means that we should not live our lives without taking time to reflect on it. And that can be, it can be very easy for us to go through life without really doing this because of the busyness with our families or school life or activities. We don't always take the time to ask those bigger, more important questions. For example, why do I exist? What do I want with my life? Who is God calling me to be? And what is He calling me to do? And the truth is that God created all of us for a purpose. No one is created by accident. And He has a loving plan for our lives, for each of these things. And we get to discover that plan. But we have to be reflective about our lives in order to make that discovery. A menudo pensamos que necesitamos salir de nosotros mismos para hacer esos descubrimientos sobre quiénes somos. Pero en realidad, esto viene de adentro. Cuando estuve en Guatemala estudiando español el año pasado, conocí a muchos estudiantes de Estados Unidos y Europa también en la escuela idioma en la que estudiaban, que estaban allí, porque estaban perdidos en la vida. Y pensaban que tomarse un descanso en Guatemala los ayudaría a descubrir su propósito. Si bien viajar y tomarse un tiempo puede ser importante en ese proceso de descubrimiento, lo que Dios realmente desea de nosotros es que estemos con Él en oración. En nuestra segunda lectura de la Carta a los Hebreos, escuchamos acerca del poder de la Sagrada Escritura, cómo puede discernir los pensamientos del corazón, porque viene Dios. Cuando nos tomamos el tiempo para sentarnos y orar con la Sagrada Escritura en silencio, Dios puede revelarnos, incluso a una sola frase o una palabra en la Escritura, algo sobre su plan para nuestras vidas. Además, ningún ser humano puede escapar del poder de la Escritura, porque viene de Dios que conoce cada corazón humano. So we often think that we have to go outside of ourselves to be able to make those discoveries. We've got to travel a long ways away to be able to do that. But actually, it comes from within. And this was demonstrated for me when I was in Guatemala about a year ago studying Spanish. I ran into a lot of different students who were from the United States. Some were from Europe and other English-speaking countries. And a lot of times they were there because they were just lost in their life. And they thought, I'll go to Guatemala. I'll just wander around for a while, maybe I'll learn Spanish while I'm there, and then I'll discover my purpose. And while that travel and taking that time can be important in that discovery process, What God truly desires from us out of all of that is that we take time to be with him in prayer. So it's an interior process. In our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we hear about the power of sacred scripture and how it can discern the thoughts of the heart because it comes from God. And so when we take time to sit and meditatively pray with sacred scripture in the silence of our hearts, God can then reveal to us, even if it's just a sentence or a word here or there, he can reveal something about our lives, his plan for our lives. Furthermore, no human being can escape the power of sacred scripture because it comes from God, who knows every human heart. It can use scripture to penetrate our hearts. Está bien. Necesitamos crear espacio en nuestras vidas para reflexionar sobre la Sagrada Escritura. Esto nos lleva al joven rico. Le pregunta a Jesús qué necesita hacer para alcanzar la vida eterna. Jesús enumera los mandamientos que debe seguir. El joven conoce estos mandamientos. Y por eso Jesús dice que debe vender todo lo que tiene y seguirlo. El joven rico se va triste porque tiene muchas posesiones en su vida. El joven rico no podría desprenderse de sus posesiones materiales para seguir verdaderamente a Jesús. La lección para nosotros en la vida espiritual es que necesitamos desprendernos de las cosas que nos alejan de Dios. Esas pueden ser posesiones materiales o actitudes que tenemos que nos impiden vivir una vida santa y reflexiva. Necesitamos darnos cuenta de que esas cosas no nos harán felices. Solo seguir al Señor puede hacernos felices. Necesitamos la sabiduría de Dios para salvarnos, no las cosas de este mundo, solo Dios. So we need to create that space in our lives to reflect on sacred scripture. And that brings me to the rich young man that we encounter in our gospel. He asked Jesus what he needs to do to reach eternal life. And so Jesus then goes through and lists the commandments that he must follow. And the rich young man basically is like, yeah, whatever. I know that. I followed that from my youth. So Jesus takes it a step further and actually makes it more radical, where he tells him that to be perfect, he must sell what he has and follow him. And so the rich young man goes away sad because he has many possessions. The rich young man could not detach himself from those material possessions that he had in order to follow Jesus. And so the lesson for us in the spiritual life is that we need to detach ourselves from the things that take us away from God. It's okay for us to own material possessions, but those material possessions, or even the attitudes that we carry with us, they can prevent us from living that holy and reflective life that the Lord is calling us to. So we need to realize that those things, those material things in this world, are not going to make us happy. Only following the Lord can make us happy. So we need the wisdom of God to save us, as our first reading reminds us, and not the things of this world. Además, Jesús le dice a sus discípulos que es imposible para el hombre entre al reino de Dios por sí solo. Necesita la gracia de Dios. Es por eso que es más fácil que un camello entre en el ojo de una aguja que un hombre rico que está apegado a muchas cosas entre en el reino de los cielos. Para nosotros, esto significa que necesitamos desprendernos de las cosas de este mundo que nos impiden seguir a Dios. Necesitamos quitar aquellas cosas que nos distraen y nos impiden vivir una vida reflexiva de oración enfocada en buscar la voluntad de Dios para nuestras vidas. Hay una pregunta para reflexión. ¿Qué cosas materiales o actitudes te impiden seguir a Dios. Seguimos al Señor, no seremos defraudados. Él les dice a sus discípulos que nadie que renuncie a casas, hermanos, hermanas, madres, hijos, tierras o enfrente persecuciones en esta vida, no recibirá la vida eterna. Esa es una promesa poderosa, ¿verdad? Furthermore, Jesus tells his disciples that it's impossible for man to enter the kingdom of God on his own, that we need the grace of God. It's a divine end. And so we need the grace of God to be able to get there. That's why Jesus says it's easier for a camel to enter through the eye of a needle than for a rich man who's attached to lots of things to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, those material things cannot save us. Only the grace of God can. And this means that we need to detach ourselves from the things of this world that prevent us from following God. We need to remove those things that distract us, that prevent us from living that reflective life that's focused on prayer and seeking God's will above all things. So a question to maybe ask yourself is, what material things, what attitudes, what am I clinging to that prevents us from following God wholeheartedly? If we follow the Lord, we have to remember, we're not going to be disappointed if we give those things up. Jesus reminds his disciples that no one who gives up houses or brothers or sisters or sons or lands or faces any persecution in this life will not receive eternal life. In fact, he'll be rewarded 100-fold in this life and the life to come. And that is a very powerful promise. If we follow Jesus, he will reveal to us who we are and what we're called to do. But all we have to do is seek him out in the reflective silence of our hearts. So let's detach ourselves and ask the Lord those deeper, more profound questions. Si seguimos a Jesús, él nos revelará quiénes somos y a qué estamos llamados. Todo lo que tenemos que hacer es buscarlo en el silencio reflexivo de nuestro corazón. Así que dispongamos y preguntémosle al Señor esas preguntas más grandes y profundas.